Won't you dance with me, oh? Romance with a cloud of day, and in the night, the glow of burning flame, and everywhere I go, I see you,
and everywhere I go, I see you,
and you take my hand.
And everywhere I go. life has begun from this moment. You are the one right beside you is where. Oh, when I am alone,
Together. It plays more quietly. I've got it on max volume, and I've also manipulated the recording a little bit. I've tried to enhance it a little. I haven't edited it, but I've tried to enhance it a little bit to get more volume, and it is more clear than it was originally, but it's still somehow a weak recording. Hi, this is Jerry. We go together. Shoo-wop, ba-dot, da-bop, do-wada, bada, bada, boom, ba-loom, da-boom, ba-boom. So I'm still Jerry. Hi, everybody. We go together like whatever wine And I forget what it said. But anyway, I heard it. It was perfect time to stop the song. So, hi, Faith and Michelle and Rosemary are in chat, and that's great. And I've been reading some of some texts that Rosemary has sent me that relate to her book. And I found a few interesting things there. And what they're doing is they're connecting with an experience I had, this dream that I had, that I am sure is relating to several of the things that we're experiencing in the revelation he gave me yesterday. In fact, I really think, trying to figure out how to address this exactly, but at the moment, because I didn't plan on going straight there. But I'm going to try to, let me take a minute here and try to open up something. And I'm sort of thinking as I go, so I can't just talk. But anyway, the some significant revelation, no, more than significant revelation, is coming out right now. And you know, anybody, I think in our group, and we have a narrow circle of friends, if you will, most of us can probably handle this and take it in stride. I'm sure there are people out there who would do poorly when somebody tells you that, what I'm going to discuss here. And it's, well, I'll just get to it. Sorry, I've just got a little distraction going here. It's no big deal. I've two nights ago, I spoke on the show about the meaning of, it was really prompted by the Holy Spirit to get into it at a specific point. I did not anticipate going in there. It was right in the middle of reading Jason's email. Last night, I put in the title box the show, which is a summation of one of the most, by far, the biggest point. And I'm just going to say, this is a huge revelation. I just want to emphasize it. I think people are having, I just feel it should be emphasized. It's a very big deal. I didn't ask for it. Well, I kind of did ask for this because I asked him what the 1111 meant. And in the title box for the show last night, 111 is the Trinity, you know, for each, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what he showed me was that 1111 or 1111 is the expanded Godhead. And last night, I said 1111 is the Trinity, 1111 is the expanded Godhead. He is the creator after all. The second coming is upon us. You knew that already. And so I don't have a lot to add to that. I don't know who am I to add to that. But I just wanted to restate that because it's a huge deal. I can tell you, oh, by the way, let me we'll say hi to Mama Pat. She's on the line. Pat, I'll bring you on in just a few minutes. Thanks for calling in. I want to hear about how you're doing. And I can tell you, as usual, he's got me sort of on max capacity when he gives me new revelation. And it's right now he's got it sort of coming from more than one direction. In other words, there's more than one kind of revelation coming out right. Specifically, we're having, I don't even know how to describe this. We're having our own date set. There's nobody else. Hi, Carol. Last night, Carol, or was it Carol was last night or the night before? Carol was hanging out as a guest and then logged in later. I think it was last night. So if that's you, Carol, hi. So we're super, very, very intense date set for February 4th, 5th, okay? So I'm calling it the 5th. It is the 5th. But we've had a lot of the clues that relate to the 5th are sort of overlapping onto the 4th. So we will see what more we get on that. But Michelle had another one that she emailed me. But I have been mostly in the last 2 days processing not only this revelation of the expanded Godhead. Now remember, Jesus came the first time as God and man. And until he came as man, the human part of Jesus was not part of the Godhead. So God has already, in our human experience, expanded the Godhead once. It's really not that shocking that he might do it again, because after all, we're looking for a second coming of Jesus, right? So these things do match up. They are just, you know, obviously revelations rather than ordinary doctrine. The thing is, I'm having personal revelation where he has connected these things. Everything's happening at once. The February 5th date set was being, I was beginning to take it seriously. He gave me a huge download. Then I had, I think, an experience and a dream that I didn't ask for that I now understand is connected to this revelation. In fact, and I'm not sure what to say about it. I'm still soaking it in. Part of soaking that in was some of what we've discussed the last 2 days here. Some of it has been a review. When I started speaking about this a couple of nights ago, Rosemary had some insights from the experiences she's had with Jesus that relate to things she put in her book. And also things she didn't put in her book, and but she'd had. And in my experience, he has connected these things. He's connecting them in time, the time frame of the revelation, and he's also intertwined these different elements into dreams that he has given me and messages and experiences. And I'm finding some clues, like going back and forth with Rosemary, some of the things. I was just reading some of this material today from her. There were a few clues that matched very, very closely with prominent, memorable elements in some of the messaging, dreams, and stuff that he's given me. And I'm... It creates, because he's connected all of these things, I'm having to reprocess. For example, I had this set of two dreams, and they related to a whole series of facts. At first, they were a mystery. Very quickly, I began to get some spiritual understanding, but it wasn't, some of it I could get, and some of it I was sort of discerning, but I really couldn't come down with a word-based explanation of it. And after we had this revelation, which came after this dream, this set of dreams I'm speaking of, and he set me up. I mean, it's just not my way to go back over every detail. And they're all in my head, and I could go through them. And maybe, but this is obviously a significant subject, touchy in the sense that it, I'm not really concerned about offending people. I think we crossed that bridge a long time ago. But I want to get it right, and I want to do it in the context of one of my central callings. And in this discussion, I'm not going to mention what that is, but there's a certain personality, a certain character, that I know he has shown me is and it's a very appropriate kind of demeanor. And the thing is, when I went back over some of these things, I began to see how more of them connected. And it, some of the questions I had about this really powerful dream began to be answered. They started to connect to other things that we were speaking about. And I'm just kind of working through this. And I don't know, some of this, quite frankly, is not pretty sure, is not for me to ever share on my own. I don't know what that means. What I get out of the thing in the big picture is that there's a ton of things coming out. Rosemary says, so when Pat sees 11-11, it is no coincidence. Yeah, I agree. I think that's right. I'm sure of it. Me too. A lot of us. I've got a little bit of garage work. I'm not even sure what to tell you about some of it. Let me tell you about it anyway. Blew me away. However, it has a weird twist. So anyway, I am trying to sort through all this. I believe that we're all having both difficult. So Michelle says, I saw 11-11 today, 1-1-1, and 4-4-4, all in one day. So there it is. And so we're getting confirmations. We're getting tons of sort of garage kid clues. But these are very special clues. This is not us happening to get a clue that lines up with a Jewish holiday and somebody's published alternate calendar or something happening in the sky or, you know, any other thing. These things are coming to us and through us directly, even if some of them are in world messaging. For example, Michelle had you know what, let me bring Pat on before I just ramble on here. I want to get her going. Hi, Pat.
Guys. Love you all.
Love you too.
Right with you, Michelle. Same thing. Those numbers. Just like that.
There you go.
In the face.
That's so
what
I'm
see.
Not sure.
Oh,
I know.
And 555. 555.
Yep. And so, So you heard the whole 11-11 thing, right, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure everybody's sort of on the same page here. I understood from your email today that things are going fine. You just have
this and that.
You just have a lot of snow.
Oh yeah, we're fine. No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
We've had a few years ago. We had a very bad storm, so it's not like we're not snow country, but it was the wind. I was more concerned for the wind. When you see it going sideways, you kind of have a sandy moment. That's what you don't
yes.
want.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Other than that,
yeah,
because
that can take a few inches of snow and turn them into several feet. When you take several feet of snow and you have that kind of wind, there's just, it can be
we didn't lose power, so thank God.
Because
we have a generator, but it's still a pain, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're able to get in.
A lot of people suffering, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. Well... Suffering's good for them.
A lot of wake-up calls. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, that's you know, that's how God gets people's attention most of the time.
Yes, he does.
Most of the time,
people
don't really turn to God until there's a little suffering.
Until they hit the pavement a few times.
Mm-hmm. That's That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Then they say, whoa, wait. What's happening here?
And then we have preconceived, in our walk, we've had a lot of preconceived notions that he has drawn us to counter and what have you. Let me get back to today. And today the Lord gave me a longer word. And he gave me the phrase, and I didn't put this in the text box for the show tonight, but he gave me the phrase, "I will lead you."
Nice.
But let me give it to you in the order. I just sort of, well, anyway, I will give things to you in this order. First of all, before I even started, he gave me this phrase, "I will build my way." In other words, he's going to build his church his way, he says the Lord, not with mortar and bricks. My eternal points of light are by me and for me, not the world. Rejoice, my time has come and yours starts. Blessings from the Father abound in no time. Then he gave me the phrase, "I will lead you." And then he gave me Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, and then I was led to go through verse 10. And the lawless one will be revealed. So remember, the previous word says, my time has come and yours starts, blessings from the Father abound in no time. Now he says yours starts. He's saying our time starts. And the verse is, and the lawless one will be revealed. The Lord Jesus will destroy him with the breath of his mouth and will bring him to nothing with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is based on Satan's working with all kinds of false miracles, signs, and wonders, and with every unrighteous deception among those who are perishing. In other words, the deceptions are amongst those who perish. They perish because they did not accept the love of the truth in order to be saved. Mm. That's what he gave me today.
Wow.
Let me read that again. I will build my way, says the Lord, not with mortar and bricks. My eternal points of light are by me and for me, not the world. Rejoice, my time has come and yours starts. Blessings from the Father abound in no time. And the verse, 2 Thessalonians 2, beginning with verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed. The Lord Jesus will destroy him with the breath of his mouth and will bring him to nothing with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is based on Satan's working with all kinds of false miracles, signs, and wonders, and with every unrighteous deception among those who are perishing. They perish because they did not accept the love of the truth in order to be saved. The love of the truth. That is reflected in the text that Rosemary sent me today, very prominently mentioned. It's I think, a special way to look at the person of Jesus and our faith. So, and its truth, of course, as he reveals it to us, not independently agreeing or disagreeing with a doctrine of mankind. That is that. Let me check back in here. Michelle said, "Oh yeah, and I saw 333 and 222 also." She said, and she, this is true, "I was texting Jerry about the number 144, and it was 1:44 p.m. I wasn't even looking at the clock at the time of the text." Yeah, she noticed. So there's a lot, really a lot, that's happening right now. We went through a long period of time where we had very modest amounts of garage work. Jason was getting a lot, and Michelle was getting some, and I was getting almost nothing. And I had... And except for the way he's building this, I really don't have a lot of enthusiasm right now for it either. But I haven't had for a while. But now what he's doing is he's literally drawing me back into this. He's giving me no choice. I've always, you know, obediently tried to follow these things, but really, you know, we've gone through the whole date set thing and all that. Well, he's giving us one that's extraordinary. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, I really do believe we're on, you know, we're right in the realm of probably 50 confirmations for this February 5th, 4th, 5th date set. This is unlike any other we've ever had in several ways. First of all, we've never had anywhere near that number. Secondly, these are all coming through us and are relating directly to other experiences that he has given us, powerful leadings from him. It doesn't relate to a calendar or any holiday, Jewish or otherwise, it in terms of the way he's leading us to this day. It does happen to be my birthday, but that fits in the pattern of experiences that he's already used in our group to make date sets and things. The beginning of the Elijah pattern, as we understood it, and it became defined, was actually Judy's birthday, which also happened to be in February. And I think what I'll do, I'll read Michelle's email and then get into this. Michelle had mentioned a point of 102 days because when she went from November 19th to the 28th of February, November 19th was the day the Lord fell on Judy's son and ended on the 28th of February. And but then she said, I just realized that the midpoint, and we're talking about reflected patterns here, and remember, 102 days is 51 and 51. Now, I'll briefly go over that in the Elijah pattern, but anyway, I just realized that the midpoint of those initial 102 days, beginning on November 19, 2013, and ending on February 28, 2014, which is the beginning of the Elijah pattern, is January 8th and 9th, 2014. Which I realized a couple of weeks ago, which was literally the month depicted in my meat cleaver dream. You know, we kept looking forward, but it was looking back that mattered. There was exactly 51 days from Judy quitting her job, January 8th, before the cleaver dream chops down. There would be 51 days if you include November 19th, and if January 9th represents the day we go, then it would be 52 days from the beginning. 52 days from December 14th, 2015, if you include the second 27 days, ends on February 4th. So perhaps the second 27 days are included after all, but hopefully we will get more clarity on this. I think we've got a ton of clarity about February 4th and 5th, is what I think, in summation. Now, where the Elijah pattern is concerned, the first 150, which we found as a group, that was the beginning of me seeing this in Scripture, which was absolutely supernatural the way it happened. But you can see it in the 2 Kings chapter 1. The king sends 50 soldiers and their captain to bring Elijah to the king. Elijah calls fire down and burns all 50 and the captain. That's 51. The second 50 and their captain go out, and Elijah calls fire down from heaven again, and they are all consumed. In total, that's 102 soldiers consumed by fire. So that matches exactly this number Michelle was led to. The third time the 50 are sent out, 50 soldiers are sent out with their captain, the captain pleads for his life and the lives of the soldiers. He humbly asks Elijah to go with him to the king, and Elijah agrees. And that 50 and 1 do not perish. So there's a very strong pattern within the precedent within the Elijah pattern that follows that reflects these numbers. Okay, so let's see if I can get back to where I thought I was here in a sec. Rosemary says we should all pick up birthday hats to wear when we go up, then we'll be ready to help Jerry celebrate heaven. I love that idea. I love that idea. And that will be awesome. And the okay, let me collect my thoughts here a little bit. What I'm trying to say is, and I was giving an example of Michelle mentioning, and this is how God is. I mean, he gives us revelation and he keeps us humble in the midst of it. I had been prompted to go through Stellarium to look at all the planet alignments and see what might be interesting about now or in the next few months. I found absolutely nothing. I came on the show that night and I went at length. I discussed at length how I saw absolutely nothing until the 2nd of September. Now, that was interesting by itself, but it has nothing to do with any of the time periods we were looking at. So I said, yeah, I don't see anything of interest. Michelle said, sends out an email that night, I was reading an article today about an interesting planetary alignment. And I'm like, really, God? You set me up. He set me up for that.
Oh, wow.
He prompted me to do it, and then, because this is really important. Because so I asked Michelle for a link to the story. It was a story out of Australia. And it was too cold for me to sit by the Barbie and read the article, so I did it inside. And I read the article, and this alignment is, it's a very basic thing, and I've discussed this before. I'm just going to use this time. I'm discussing it as an illustration of something. And so there's this alignment. If you look across, the five closest planets and the moon are going to be aligned in an almost near exactly straight line across the sky, all of them in one line, plane. And it's somewhat rare. It's not that it never happens, but this article was out, and because that's basically the only thing there's going to be to look at in the sky that's a unique thing for an astronomer other than individual elements. But this was an article out of Australia, and it happened to mention dates, and it said January 20th, that this general alignment will be occurring from about January 20th to February 20th. And I mentioned 2 nights ago, when you worked that out, the exact center of that is February 5th. And it blew me away because Michelle had seen the article, and then the Lord gets me to discuss planetary alignments. She forwards that article that night or the next day, but she mentions it in an email, and it turns out it's relevant because it matches the dates that many of us were already getting, February 5th. Okay, but the thing, it doesn't stop there because, so even this is an article in secular media, the dates actually lead us to the dates that we were already looking at. Now, so it came out, and she saw it on that day, he had me talk about planetary alignments, which prompted her to mention the article, send me the link, and we discovered that that's the middle of the dates that they recognize. So that's going to be about the peak of the pattern. The most alignment is on that day. Now, here's the thing. I think it's the next day or the day after that, Tana looks at the article, and she reads it. And she gets all excited, and she sends out a text at really early in the morning, my time, and says, that's the alignment I saw in my dream. Tana had seen a dream during the summer where we translated out of here when there was this planetary alignment. And she had a very specific idea what it was, but nothing that we'd experienced matched her spirit or what she thought was correct. She saw this, and immediately she knew, this was the alignment I saw in my dream, big exclamation point. We're out of here, big exclamation point, probably more than one. And what I'm saying is, these are all intimately connected with people in our group. You know, he had me do something that prompted Michelle to remember something that she'd read, and then the article that she'd read has a clue that matches exactly a date that we're already discussing. And then Tana sees and she says, that's the alignment I saw in my dream. That dream was months ago. What I'm saying is almost all the clues we have right now, if not every clue we have right now, has come directly out of our personal experiences in this church family at RCC.
Yeah.
And And they all come from that, whether it's Pat seeing 16, which relates to another Cluton I had, or several of us seeing, at least at one time or another, 55, which is the age I'm going to turn on February 5th, or and so on. They are all intimately connected personally with people in our group. And they're all coming, they're coming from everywhere. Jason's having a ton of them. He's having them. He sent them to me. That's where I was reading one about the 4th and 5th, which was explained in that email I read the other night. And this is unlike anything. This is a purely, purely personal set, large, very large set of personal leadings, flirts, revelations, whatever you want to call them, that are leading us to this date. Now, the same thing is true about the information we're talking about, the 11-11 and 1-1. Now, people all over the world have been seeing the 11s and 1-1-1 for years, okay? And, there were other people who were experiencing it before I started to. But I've had my turn, without a doubt, and continue to. In fact, over Christmas, all of a sudden, having been seeing them very much, I was seeing them all the time, the 11-11s. And then 1-1-1s, but especially the 11-11s, all the time. And, like every day. I'm like, wow, where did this come from? Why is this going on? And, you know, I don't stare and look at the clock all day. Well, we've been through that. The thing is, there's intense encouragement, revelation, and totally unprecedented outflow of clues that are leading us to February 5th. So we go day by day and we see what he gives us each day. But there's not only have we never seen anything like this, I guarantee you no one has ever seen anything
like this
kind of an intensity, which has all come through personal experiences and connected through people within one specific group, okay? You're not going to get on the internet and see people talking about, oh, February 5th, because, the blotchety-blotch calendar says this, that, and the other thing, and, you know, it's this stage of the full moon that matters, and so on and so forth, and you're not going to see any of that about February 5th. You're not going to see all the Jewish holiday claptrap. And, you know, not that it isn't realistic, but you know, this is, I'm sorry, what we're experiencing, absolutely, well, I'm not sorry, but, you know, not to offend, what we're experiencing is absolutely way beyond that. And so it's up to him what he does with this date, to him what he does between now and this date. I'm just telling you, as you in our closer circle understand, but I'm simply relating that there is nothing has ever approached this. And so, you know, presumably we wait and see. So this is not an end-all be-all about the date set of February 5th. What I'm getting at here is the power and the intensity of the manner in which he's working through us personally, which is also to collect, and it is that level of intensity that we're experiencing in our personal lives, that we're experiencing in our date sets, and also that we're experiencing, and particularly me, with this revelation about the 11-11, the expanded Godhead, and some other stuff that he's shown me. That I'm finding so much connect, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, things like that. And I'm not talking in New Age speak. I'm just, this was the terminology in a dream that he gave. And like I say, this is, I'm still working through this. I have a deeper understanding of what I was shown a week or more ago. No. that dream. In fact, I can tell you when that dream was, now that I think about it. That was possibly the 11th of January. I think it was the 11th of January. It was either the 11th or the 12th of January. And I'll think about that a little more. I can probably get it nailed down. And that's how long ago it was. So that's what, you know, 12, 22, that's 11 days ago now. No, 12 days ago. 13 days ago now. 12 or 13. And so as of today, I'm getting a very real, in other words, a very solid additional understanding of that experience a couple of weeks ago, and it's come out of discussing, indirectly, but directly, out of discussing this 11-11, the expanded Godhead, and the geometric discussions we had about the number of points. And that was an experience that, you know, Rosemary started relating while I spoke about the experiences that she had had, and that's why she was sending me some texts today. Even today, there are a few details in there that mesh very closely with a couple of detail items in my dream. And so this is all quite relevant, timely. Well, this is interesting. I remember this from a long time ago. Michelle says, I remember Katie saying that she had a dream where she was eating birthday cake with Nate in heaven. So maybe they were eating cake due to Jerry's birthday. Wow. Wow, I remember hearing that before, and I never thought about it. You know, you hear birthday cake and you just think cake, unless you associate it with a birthday, at least I do. But here, wow.
Yeah.
And then Rosemary says, yes, this is a time when people think not that Jesus will come. Very true. And Michelle pointed out, just like I thought when I realized what the dates were, she said, well, January 11th is 111 or 1111. And so that's right. And I keep having all these different thoughts sort of racing through my head and adding detail here. Like I said, this is not, he's giving me insight and also challenging me at the same time. You know, if somebody hands you a hot potato, you might want the potato, but it's too hot to eat. Okay, so so what do you do? I'm just saying, I'm just trying to process this, and what I'm really saying is it's not mine to give. Whoever has the hot potato, it's them to give and them to confirm and say, yeah, it's yours, not just, oh, yeah, I can't hold it either. So, I mean, obviously God can hold everything, but I'm just playing with metaphors here. But the thing is, I'm still personally actually trying to sort out. I know what he's telling me, mostly. I really do know what he's telling me. I sensed it in the spirit right away, but then I was trying to see how the symbolism of the dream made sense with what I thought he was telling me in the spirit. And for the overwhelming majority of the details, all of it have been confirmed. There's still a few questions I have, and I'll take it when I mean, some of this, it's not like actionable. It's just like, it either is or it isn't, or it's, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm actually perplexed as to why he is giving me this revelation at this time. And because there's nothing I can really do with it to the extent that I understand it. I mean, I can receive it. I can understand as far as it goes, as far as my understanding goes, what he's telling me. But I don't know why he's telling me, because it doesn't seem like there's anything that I can do with it. So I don't know. Actually, if Katie was eating cake with Nate, she likely would have known and said if it was his birthday they were celebrating. She likely would have known and said if it was his birthday they're celebrating, so it must be someone else. So she's saying it wasn't Nate's birthday, is what she's saying. Otherwise, Katie would have known it was Nate's birthday and birthday cake. So, oh, there's Rena. So it could be me or somebody else. Could be Jesus' birthday, could be anybody else's birthday. But it was birthday cake, so that's cool. Well, I'm very encouraged, because one of my confirmations when I asked about my birthday was a dream where there was a discussion of a birthday party, and it was my birthday, which confirms the date was the point. It was a direct answer to my request to God for a clarification, a confirmation that that's where he wanted my focus, and that these things for February 5th were true, because I was beginning to sense that, this is starting to feel really real as a date set. And then he gave me a dream, which, among other things, included a specific discussion of my birthday and a birthday party. And by the way, it was at night. The birthday party was going to be at night. So I'm trying to sort through this. I hope I'm not fatiguing by not discussing more details, but some of this really is, it's not like a sensitive personal, but it's personal. I mean, for example, it was for me, and I don't think at this moment anyway, I'm not sure that it ever will be, but at this moment, I don't think that it would be helpful for anybody else. So, and also, like I say, I don't want to, I've said when I started mentioning my birthday, I really don't want to make it about me or my birthday. Michelle's explaining about my birthday to Raina, and she's chatting. She says, "On your birthday, Jerry?" Meaning we will go up on your birthday. And date set. She goes, "Yeah, with a ton of H's." Yeah, exactly. It's the date set, whether it happens to be my birthday or not. So,
I'll make you cake. Don't worry.
Awesome. Yep. Need a little activity between the two. I don't want to put the cake right on top of the pizza. I need to put something in between there.
Cake.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, awesome. And so anyway, parte in heaven. That's right, Michelle. I think I've adequately depicted that my mind is a little bit meandering right now. But what I'm really trying to illustrate is just how powerfully and intensely he is working, at least with me and with us, on more than one subject at this time. One is this February 5th date set. Another is this 11-11, where he revealed to me quite clearly his expansion of the Godhead. I think I had trouble remembering how he just put it into words to me when I asked him, but he, my context was he'd shown me the 11 and 11, I mean the 111 earlier in that day. I'd seen it, and then I saw the 11:11. It's the only two times I'd looked at that clock all day. And I said, okay,
right.
what's the 11:11? And what he said to me was, it's one more. Now, in my context, I already understood the three ones as the Trinity. So when he said, it's one more, with three little words, not ironically probably, he illustrated to me that it was an expansion of the Godhead because it's a fourth point.
Mm.
And it's one more. Now, there's this cult movie that I think Rob Reiner made, and what was the name of that thing? It's hilarious. Anyway, I can't remember what the name of that movie is right now. Anyway, it's a hilarious movie, and it's as if it were a documentary about this super popular rock band and how they lived, and it's just really funny. And the guitar player has a dial on his electric guitar, right, for volume, and it goes to 10, and he says, this is a often relayed sort of line or joke, but. He says, and he's bragging to this reporter who's sort of living with, he's sort of following them, touring with them to make this documentary, which is all part of the movie. And he says, I got my guitar goes to 11. And the reporter asks him, well, why 11? Well, 11's one more than 10, meaning it's louder.
Oh.
And he thought that was a huge achievement, because 11's one more than 10. His is special, right? So it was funny because it's on the tip of my mind, the name of that movie. It's hilarious. It's a cult classic. Anyway, so literally the 11:11 or four ones is one more than three ones, and it's expansion. Mm. So he gave me that revelation, and then he's giving me this personal download, and I'm finding more detail and more confirmation, and even the things that Rosemary forwarded to me, there were a few details in there that were speaking to me, and the thing is, he's painting a picture for me, and he's doing it like Monet. In a series of blurry dots. And I know they're relevant, but until I see the dots that go around the dots that I see, I can only take the understanding so far. And I'm pretty sure I've got a good idea of what it seems to me, but it's not for me to say. And so we will just move on and see what more he tells us and shows us and what he does, what he shares individually with each of us. Because I think there's definitely things coming like this for a lot of us, greater understanding maybe of kind of who we are and in the body of Christ and some of the kinds of revelations we've gotten already, through our relationship with Him, which He clarifies and He understands. There was actually something else I was going to get into today, and now I can't remember what it was.
Holy Spirit.
Wow. Okay. Pat, did you have anything that you wanted to share with
no,
us?
No, just the numbers. Just the numbers and snowstorm. I was supposed to get some more on Friday, but it's not going to be a whole lot. So joy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. You know, the people down south of, in Jersey, they got more water than they did at Sandy, so that was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. Well,
so I feel bad for the people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But,
my goodness.
You know, nothing like being snowed in and a little desperate for God to get your attention, right? You can't even go anywhere.
Right, exactly.
And if the power goes out, you know, he probably lets the power go out so he can get attention to the kids. Because, you know, my kids are pretty down to earth, but oh my gosh, they almost never put their phones down. You know, I resisted that for a really long time, and they are capable of, they're all of them, highly capable of existing, you know, without their electronic devices and all that stuff.
Even so,
you know, I got them new phones for Christmas, and they loaded down some fun games, and between the games and the social media and everything else, and these are really down-to-earth kids compared to a lot, and you can't hardly get them away from those stupid things.
I know.
And,
it's like a disease.
And so the only way God can get their attention is if the power goes out.
Well, I can't.
I shouldn't limit God. I mean, God can do it any way he wants, but You
exactly.
can understand that.
But that's one of his
ways. You know, all that stuff going down, the internet going down, the cell phones going down, the power going away. That's a
people
very
have to
simple
talk to
way
each other.
For him to wipe the slate clean and get maybe a little more attention. So.
The other thing, it was so cute. The kids who went to college in Pennsylvania, they took the cafeteria trays and used them for sleds and went down the hills.
I've seen that done. I don't think I've ever done it.
I've never seen that done. That was just,
yeah,
I laughed
yeah.
so hard.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's life great. Serves you lemons, make margaritas, you know. Big sleds.
Yeah. You know, let me play just this one song here. I just want to kind of clear my head and see if I can figure out what I'm going to do. What I was trying to discuss, or thought I was, figure out where he wants me to go here. And here, we'll try this.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh, 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 fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have
Yeah, that's all I want to do, honey. Want to fly away. Yeah,
fly away.
One more weary day.
That's it. That's it.
God help us.
Okay. I have good news. I remembered what I was going to try to talk about. I have bad news. The bad news is he doesn't want me to say it. So that's how it goes. Sorry. Let me just put it this way. It's another connection between February 5th, 11/11, and our rapture-centric show. Let me just put it that way.
Let's
and
see if we can
figure
this out.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, I give Michelle the highest odds, but we'll see. But anyway, it blew me away when I saw it. But not every detail of it is pleasing, and I think he doesn't want me to go there because it doesn't have. It's the only thing,
Jesus,
for example. I think look, it turned out that my meat cleaver dream, January 8, 9, absolutely goes back to January 2014. I had that dream in December or early January of 2015, December 14 or January 2015. I looked forward, not back. However, some of the clues we get can be looking forward for other reasons. And right now, for example, Tana's planet alignment dream is perfect for right now. And so there can be other meaning for other things, and I want to explore it a little more. And maybe he wants me not saying because he wants me to find a little bit more about it. But that's a strong possibility. And I haven't had a chance today because I was – consuming Rosemary's text that she sent me, which was sort of an early version of her book that she did publish, but it is not the manner in which it was published, so it's a little bit different. And the Miracle Show, Rosemary's asking, it was on February 21st. Yeah, like Michelle said. And, the Miracle Show, the Lord declared us a church with Jesus as our pastor on the 19th of February, 2014. On the 21st of February, 2014, exactly 1 month after, 31 days, after the show began on the 21st of January, was the Miracle Show, which also, there were several different powerful themes on that show. No pun intended, if you get my drift. If you remember that show, that was the announcement where we discovered that four different people, one of them Raina, possibly a day or two before, but four different people, three on that day, had individually gotten a message about our elopement, which we now call the translation. But what it is a pre-rapture translation and removal to better pastures. And that came on that Miracle Show, among other things. So and then Judy's birthday was on the 20th of February. And that was the day the movie, I think they called it Son of God, was in theaters. And it was a conglomeration of the, was it HBO? One of the cable networks TV series where it was the series, the show, where there were some weird things that happened. And, you know, like, but then the guy who represented Satan was an Arabic actor who had extremely similar features to the current president. So that, if you may remember it that way. But anyway, that movie came out on the 28th. And Judy went to see it that day on her birthday. And then she had a very powerful sort of fellowship experience with somebody she didn't know, but a believer in the theater, the parking lot on their way out. And so elopture. Yes. Yes. I have a dream proof before the others in February. Yes, that's Raina. She said she had a dream that we would poof before the others in February. Thanks, Raina. And he loves her. So she had gotten that message, and three other people had gotten that message. Judy got it. Christine Pina got it. And by the way, they were and maybe Katie. And Judy and Christine and I think Katie were on that show, and Raina was probably in chat. So they might have all been there. I don't remember for sure. But I was not there that day. But I did hear the show. You know what? Actually, I was just beginning to run across RCC, and that is possibly, I'm pretty sure that's actually the first RCC show that I listened to live. I think that was the very first one I listened to live. It was the February 21st show. That was a head trip. I'm like, what? And I think it was the first one I listened to live. I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, and I didn't even, you know, I hadn't even thought it took months for me to go back and think about it in that context. Okay, just a few seconds left. I think what I'm going to do, Pat, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Just love you all. Hanging in here, trying to get well.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to play at least a couple of songs. I really was kind of in a worship mood tonight, but I also knew I had kind of a message to deliver. So anyway, love you all. Bless you. And
it's
going to be music from here on out. And
okay.
We will
night, guys.
Anticipate seeing you tomorrow unless we prove
yeah,
from
right.
the least expected. Although I did have a date set for 24/25. Full moon today.
Oh, that's true.
Saw it out the window. Full moon. Love you all. And here we go. Let's try something an oldie, but one we haven't played for a while.
Okay.
Oh, why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me. Ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you.
Rumors spread across the land that a child child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raised.